Hey, you came after all. We talked about this. Why are you here? I know you said you were coming. Doesn't change the fact that I told you not to. You know why. Look, we've already had this conversation. We're not talking about this. Because last night was enough. You know very well that we're going to end up going in circles and circles again. It's not like you listen anyways. I mean, you're here, aren't you? Yeah, what else is new? Some things never change. I mean, you were just way too damn stubborn for your own good, you know that? Okay, whatever, let's get inside. How long were you waiting? You know, you could have at least told me that you were here. What do you mean, would I have come? This is my home, you know. Oh. No, I don't really do that anymore. It's been a long time since I spent the night in the woods. Look, do you want a beer or something? All right, suit yourself. You know where it is. Yeah, I haven't touched your stuff. Old habits die hard, I guess. And you know what? It's good to see you again. You're looking good. I don't know. I don't know what I was expecting seeing you again. You know, I read your message for what seemed like a billion times. You know why. Time doesn't make it easier. You know, ever since that night, I've been trying to put you out of my head. Some days are better than others, but when I saw your name pop up in my inbox, it's like that whole night just came racing back. And to be honest, I'm not sure what to do about that. I've been trying to move on, trying not to think about it. It's getting worse, though. Yeah, the wolf is growing stronger. You know, part of me was kind of hoping that if you left and if I just ignored it, that it would go away. You know, if I stopped going into the woods at night and I stopped going back to the pack house, then maybe, I don't know, maybe it would get better, you know? But like I told you, it's not working. It's getting worse. No, it's not. Look, it's not fucking working, okay? And I told you that you shouldn't be here. I don't know why you came here tonight. Because I could have killed you. What do you mean that wouldn't have happened? Do you know? Can you see the future? Could you have stopped me? I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. You know what's funny is, I remember it. I don't always remember stuff when I turn, but I remember that night. It's like it's burnt into the back of my head. I can't forget it no matter what I do. Everything. I remember everything. I remember the smell of the rain. I remember the look in your eyes. The way that you clutched that little charm around your neck. I remember that you were afraid of me. You were. And you know what? Seeing you look at me like that, it broke a part of me. It's like everything that I ever worried about late at night. All those horrible little voices in the back of my head that called me a monster after I turned. It's like finding out that they were right all along. I was supposed to be your protector. I was. Even if you don't admit it, I was. And if I can't protect you, if I can't even protect you from myself, then what kind of man am I? I'm not even a man anymore. I'm something else now. Yeah, God, you know what? I was so naive. And you were so naive. I guess we were just two fools in love, right? And you know what they say about two fools in love. No, you're right about that. I'll agree with you on that. We definitely tried to make it work. We did do that. I felt like we deserved it, you know? Everything that you've been through and everything that I've been through. I don't know what we were thinking. I guess I just felt like the world owed us a little happiness together. Yeah, give me your hand. Of course I missed you. Of course I still miss you. I still think about you. I still think about all those nights together. They were a dream, weren't they? Just a perfect dream. Maybe that's how it's supposed to be. Maybe we're only given a little taste. Just a little bit of peace and happiness for a short amount of time. And we remember it and we hold on to it. We try and get back to it. But it doesn't matter what I do. I feel like we grow further from it. Every day I feel like I'm losing a little bit more myself. You know, I can't even turn into a wolf anymore without feeling like something is missing. Like I'm looking for something. But I don't know what I'm looking for. It's like a nightmare. And it doesn't matter where I go and it doesn't matter how much I run. I can never find whatever I'm looking for. And every morning when I change back, I realize that it's you. Yeah. Oh, your clothes. Yeah, you weren't supposed to see those. I was going to tidy those up before you came. I don't know. I guess I fell asleep on them one night when I turned, and it was kind of comforting to smell you there. Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing. You should probably take those home with you. Yeah. Yeah, a hug would be really nice. God. It's good to see you again, you know that? It's really good to see you again, sweetie. Yeah, we can sit down for a minute. But not long, okay? It's been months and you still flop on the couch and you grab that pillow like you haven't been gone even a day. You look good there. What's in your bag? No, sweetie. We're not doing this again. Stop it. No, put the book away. Listen to me. We tried this. You tried this before. That little charm, that amulet thing that you made the first time. It did nothing. I'm not pushing you away. I don't want to push you away. I just can't do this again. Look, you have to go. You have to go. I know that you're smart enough to know that tonight is a harvest moon, okay? Okay, sturgeon moon, whatever. You really have been studying, haven't you? Either way, it's not safe for you here tonight. Just let me hold you for 10 minutes, okay? Just 10 minutes, and then promise me that you're gonna leave. I know it hurts me to say that too, but just promise me that you're gonna leave. Look, staring at me and sticking your chin out like that isn't going to change my mind. God, you are so fucking stubborn. Okay, fine. Read it. But if I start to turn, then you have to leave. Please. Okay, read it. I'm listening. What did you find? I've read this before, babe. Yeah, Cass Karak played the harp to ease the werewolves, turned them back into human form. It's a fable. Please tell me that you're not hiding a harp in that bag of yours. Sweetie, this isn't gonna work, okay? You really want to try playing a harp for me? No. See, I didn't think so. But I know you. What else did you find? Yeah, I know this one. Let me see. The Greek story of Lycaon. Yeah. He was the first werewolf. It's just a legend, babe. All right, okay. No, give me the paper. You know, you look super cute when you nerd out over stuff like this. Okay, what does it say? A sacrifice must be made in conjunction with the seed of exhaustion to cure lycanthropy. Where did you find this? No, I don't even know what it means. What kind of sacrifice? Corporis et amoris. Okay, help me out here. My Latin's a bit rusty. Body and love? Baby, listen to me. I do love you. I have never loved anyone as deeply as I love you. From the day I met you, I loved you. And it didn't fix me. And I don't care what you found in this dusty old book. It didn't protect you. Okay, it says a body too. Look, I'm confused here. Just pretend that I'm a big, stupid werewolf and spell it out for me, okay? So, you're saying, if you give your body to me when I'm changing, and if we love each other, then you'll be safe? And what about this whole exhaustion, seat of exhaustion thing? Oh. Seed. In you. Okay, look. I see what you're saying, but... Wait. No, sweetie, this is crazy. Yeah, but that can't be the reason. Oh, no, look, I told you it's getting worse. We are not going to try this, okay? Oh, I do trust you. I do trust you, okay? I trust you with everything. You're the only person in the whole world that I feel safe around. And you're the only person who really knows me. Like, really, really knows me. But what if this thing doesn't work? What if it's just a story and nothing more? You know, hearing you say that means the world to me. You've always meant the world to me. God, I've missed you so much. So good to have you back home. I didn't realize how much I missed you. Oh, wait, take it slow. Take it slow. I don't want to lose control. Thanks. So, how do we even test this? Okay, yeah, open the curtains. If this is the last night that we get together, I want you to know that I have no regrets. I love you. Part of you it's like it's stuck in me. It's jabbed right here in my heart and I can't get it out. And I don't want to either. If this doesn't work, then I want to remember every last second with you. And if I keep getting worse and I don't remember anything else after this, then I'm going to remember you. No, I feel okay. I want to keep going. Let me take this off. What? What are you staring at? Oh. They're nothing. They're just scars. No, they don't hurt. Missing you. Missing you, now that hurt, but these don't hurt. Come here. Can I? Lie back. Oh my God. Your body. I forgot how beautiful it was. Your gentle curves. Your warmth. Your smell. Oh, it's starting to wake up. Concentrate on you. like a dream. I wish that I could hold every part of you and love every part of you with everything that I have. My eyes, my hands, my lips. I want to savor every inch of your body tonight. Fuck. Oh, I know that scent. As if I'd ever forget how you get when I kiss your body. How you melt from my tongue. It feeds me. Can I take these off, baby? Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm tasting you again. Sets me on fire. Fuck. Let me hold your ass, baby. Come closer. That's it. Focus on you. Oh, do you remember this? Curling my fingers up inside of you and rubbing you right here. Oh, fuck, you taste good. I'm gonna hold it, baby. Just a bit longer. God, the way that you moan when I sink my tongue in between your lips. Feel the growing, licking. Wrapping around your clit. Tensing. I can taste it. Your cum. It's making you cum, baby. My hot, slippery tongue lapping up your pussy. Feel it stroking your clit. Holy shit. I never thought I'd get to eat your pussy like that again. Brings out the animal in me. You know, I think I needed it more than you. Because I never feel closer to you than when you've given in to me like that. You let me show you how good you make me feel. to tell you. You look so fucking gorgeous in the moonlight. It's shining in your eyes. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's starting. Oh, no. Oh, hold on to me, baby. I do trust you. On top? Is that how we're doing this? Okay. Come here. Are you sure that you can still make it fit? I don't think that... Oh, wow. Oh, shit. Oh, God, that feels so incredible to be inside of you again. Keep going. Sink down on it all the way. Fuck. That's it. You're so tight. Is it okay, baby? Go on, ride that big cock. I want to feel you take it all in. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. You're pounding that cock, aren't you? Oh, yeah. Bounce on it, baby. Oh, fuck. Fuck yeah, baby. Lean down on me. I can't hold it anymore. I need to just grab your hips and... Oh, yeah. Pump this big ridge cock deep inside of you. It's too good. I can't fucking stop. Fuck, I'm gonna turn, baby. No, I can't. Roll over, get on your back. That's it. And hold on to me. Don't let go, baby. Fuck back onto me. That's it. Buck your hips against mine. Feel it growing bigger and harder. Just filling your little cunt. I need to give in. You know, I just need to hold you down and... Pinning your arms down on your sides and just sliding it into you again and again. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, yeah, your whimpers are driving me over the fucking edge, baby. Oh, my God. Oh, Oh, you are mine. Oh, yeah, you are mine. Oh, and your scent is driving me fucking crazy. Oh my god, I'm gonna change. Oh, I'm changing. No, pull me in. Pull me in. Clench down on me and squeeze it tight, baby. Don't let me go. Oh, yeah, it's so hard. Oh, it's so hard. I'm fucking aching. I need to come. Oh, yeah, are you close? Oh, yeah, I can feel it. Oh, I can see it in your eyes. I'm not gonna stop pounding your little pussy with this big fucking cock until you come all over it. Oh, yeah, look down. Oh, look down and watch me fucking you like that. Is that gonna make you come? Yeah? Come with me, baby. Come with me, baby. Come with me. Yeah. Baby, are you okay? Baby, hi. There you are. Hi, pretty eyes. Let me just hold you. This feels so perfect. I think it kind of worked. Well, yeah, I mean, besides the teeth and the ears and the nails, I'm mostly normal, I guess. Oh, sorry, I gotta be careful. I always scratch your legs whenever I move in bed. Hey, just because I'm a werewolf doesn't mean I can't be self-conscious. You did it, babe. You found a way. And look, it's a full moon. I can't tell you how many nights I would stare at the moon and just think about you and wish that we could enjoy it together. Maybe now we can. Maybe there's a way. What is that look? You're looking at me like you knew it all along. Brad. I'm sorry that I pushed you away. I didn't want to. You're everything good in my life. Where do we go from here? You're gonna come over and do this every single time the moon comes out. Yeah. You know, if you're gonna do that, you may as well just move back in, because that's a lot of nights. Oh man, I'm turning into one of those high maintenance boyfriends, aren't I? Fuck. Nah, you know what? You stay here. with me. And you continue to let me sleep on your clothes when I'm in wolf form. And I'm happy. You can keep doing your research and maybe we can make it work, babe. I'm just happy that you're here.